Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Special guests. We actually have more than one tonight. We have Nico, Andrew, and Kevin. These guys are here with Game Wagers, a new platform that they've developed. Thank you guys so much for being on with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yes. So I'll give you guys some time. You can go through and introduce yourselves, kind of your role in the brand. And then from there, we can kind of get into the backstory and kind of how you guys started everything.
Awesome. Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead and start. My name's Andrew. I'm the CEO. I just want to thank you again for having us on here. We really are excited to kind of share our platform and our story. It's been a fun one. It's been a fun ride. And we're definitely kind of just starting. And we're excited to share that with everybody. But, you know, my background has definitely been a gamer my whole life. You know, I've always been that kid on Xbox or any Call of Duty that comes out. And, you know, we just have always been in the esports and anything gaming related. So that's basically me. Nico, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the CMO, Nico. I go by Supreme CK in my tag. I did a little bit of streaming back in the day, but a lot of my focus was like local competition. But what that kind of helps us do here is it helps us kind of shape the platform on what I would look for if I was a competitor. If I go on the website and I want to compete against Lamar, for example, like what that experience is like. So, you know, and we just love the fact that why can't you just be a good gamer and make some money from it? And that's kind of where Game Wagers goes. And we'll talk about that more, how that helps you guys with that.
Yeah. And me, Kevin Donnelly, I'm the COO. I'm Capers801 on the chats and on our platform. I have always been gaming with these guys. I haven't been streaming to any capacity. That's why I'm a ghost face right now. But I really like the idea. And I kind of just help with setting up the business, finding investors, and also investing myself into getting us places and then taking us to TwitchCon. And yeah, so back to Andy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any questions? Yeah, anymore?
I just want to thank you guys for being on tonight. I think this is a great opportunity to get people on the show that are like starting the companies, like doing the startups on the ground level, building up. I think it gives really good perspective for a lot of people who wants to get into the industry, who wants to get connected. It's a great place to network. But yeah, so anyway, I just want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess we can start. I guess, you know, who are you guys? How did you guys meet? Kind of the origin story of you guys getting together and where that led to.
Yeah. I mean, we've really been friends for a long time. I mean, we counted last time, probably 7, going on 8 years
like
now.
It's like 10 oh, years, probably, man. Yeah, actually. Closer to 10 years.
I guess that was last time we counted. But yeah, I mean, really, this just kind of came to me. And I talked to these guys one day when we were out golfing. We were on a pretty good par 3, dogleg a little bit to the right. But yeah, I brought it up one day and just said, you know, I've always had this this idea of being able to do cash tournaments, but without relying on, you know, someone refereeing or a stream. So what we did was we built an application that can kind of read your stats and store your scores right there in real time and then feedback to our website through an API and validate the winner. So you basically put up your challenge of money and, you know, any amount you want, really. And you can either send it directly to a friend by knowing their name, or you can post it publicly and just allow anybody else to challenge and accept that challenge. Basically had that same explanation to Kevin and Nico, and, you know, we just ran with it. We just thought, hey, you know what? This, we haven't seen that before. That really gives people a way to profit from video games. And yeah, that's how we ran with it. And yeah, it's been quite a ride. I mean, we had to learn a lot through the process, right? But you know, we brought it to launch probably 3 or 4 months ago, starting in July, and it's been a great reception, honestly, from TwitchCon to anybody, you know, we talk to our developers or some of our consultants or investors, you know, it's been great. So we really want to continue that and expand it out to other games to give more than just Rocket League players in their chance at this. So we really, yeah, that's kind of our newest plan, is to get any new game we can on. But for right now, we're on Rocket League.
Gotcha. It looks like someone was asking in the chat if there's a link to the website. I'm assuming it's just game wagers.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, Lamar, there's no E at the end of the game wagers on the interview. Yeah. So that might be, yeah, it's game wagers.
Yep.
Yep.
So
there's no.
There you go.
Yeah, just exactly how it was typed out in chat.
Like that.
Yeah, just that.com. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that.com.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So when you guys kind of came up with this idea, did you have like people in tech already, or how did you guys get started? You know, like, where do you even start?
You know, I mean, we had a friend kind of help us out and build it with us and guide mm-hmm. us through it. They're not actually part of it right now, but you know, we have a new CTO that's kind of getting on board right now, and we'll bring him on for the next interview. But right there, we just kind of, you know, built that ourselves and built with our friend's help. And yeah, so what we did was we worked with a company called Overwolf. Mm-hmm. They have their own app store. They have 22 million users worldwide on the PC gaming side of things. And so we use their platform because they can deliver real-time API data right as you're playing. So basically, you finish your game of Rocket League, you'll get a notification from the application saying, hey, your game has been uploaded. And at the same time, that data is recorded in real time on the website itself. Wow. So it's kind of a two-piece two components that we work with. So yeah, you basically sign up on the website, download the application, and you're done. So you link your accounts, and that's kind of basically how we do it. In the future, you know, we really want to work with PUBG in the future. Also, we're going to be integrating with Epic directly, which will allow us to display everybody's ranks, their records, and give them a little bit more information to the viewer, to the users as they challenge.
Gotcha. So I know you guys told me before we started, but just as a very short, explain it to a 3-year-old, what is game wagers?
Yeah,
that way people can, you know, from, because I
take
think
this one, Andy.
Yeah. That way people know what we're talking about, and then we can jump into like
the idea detail. Is, and this is kind of goes back into the history of it as well. So the idea is, there, esports and gaming, it's such a huge industry, we could all agree to that, right? Lots of money just in games alone, at esports competitions, sponsors, it's insane. And really, the only way to make money from that is to, like, you have to be a content creator or a pro gamer, right? Mm-hmm. What about the guy who literally lives in Iowa, who he might be the best gamer, but you've just never heard of him? Why can't he profit on games that he's good at, right? So mm-hmm. what we did is we made an app that runs in the background, and it records winners and losers. On our website, you're able to challenge other people to games. So let's say Rocket League, Lamar, me and you one-on-one, right? Mm-hmm. Five, and so we'll say best of three, and I'm gold, so whatever that means to you, I'll bet you $20 and you tell me if you want to take that, right? Mm-hmm. If you take that, and we don't need a stream, we don't need to record it, because not everybody has the internet to do that, or maybe not everyone has the setup to do that.
Streaming,
right?
PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Streaming PC, and they're kind of in, I mean, streaming's gone a long way, but it's pretty intense still, right? So the app, it just runs in the background, it takes very little memory from the computer. And then as soon as we'd say you beat me the first match, within about 20 seconds, it already has the data there. So now you could have these miniature tournaments with your friends, right? Like, how many times have you, hey, I $15 says you can't hit that next shot or whatever, right? $15 for an ace or whatever, right? People do it on Twitch all the time. They had 20 gifted for if you clutch this, right? So like, but how many people of those actually follow through? How many times have your friends actually followed through with that or not giving you an excuse? And then it gets you have that fun, that one-on-one competitive with people across the world. You know, I actually, when we were first getting the platform launched, there was a guy on Brussels. His name was ASAP Rocket League. So shout out to him. He's champion too. And he's like, I want to challenge you, Brussels, man. So it was like 9 a.m. for me and like 4 p.m. for him or whatever, right? And he clearly smoked me. It wasn't even close. But you know, it, he loved it, right? He wanted to keep challenging me. I'm like, no, you're going to keep beating me.
Yeah.
Easy money. Yeah.
Does that make more sense? Is that
I'm familiar with a lot of the, I guess, peer-to-peer challenge apps. I guess for everyone listening, so it's basically almost like a marketplace where you have two people that are, you know, gamers. They can go on there, sign up, and then you can challenge each other for money. And you basically, whoever wins gets to keep the winnings. Mm-hmm. And what their software is, it automatically tracks and it does everything in the background so that the players don't have to do anything. It just automatically distributes the money, collects it, does whatever it needs to do, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So there's been other attempts at something similar, but they all rely on just the honesty of your opponent. So you go in there and you manually put in. So generally that leads to disputes, people not getting paid, you know, people don't want to admit they lost, right? And so then they
It looks like Kevin wanted to pull up something.
Perfect, Kevin. Yep. Yeah, so exactly, we you know, a lot of times they don't get paid out, so we wanted to ensure a way that we kind of hold those funds. And then the other way the competitors would validate things is you are required to stream, right? So you would have to have those streaming PC capabilities and put that up there. Again, just like Nico pointed out, not everybody wants to do that or has to do that now. So you just go ahead and play your game with our app running in the background, set your wagers, and just play your game as normal. And we have planned for the future that would require even, you know, no challenges. They'd be parlays. So what we want to do in the future is allow people to say, you know, I'll score two goals. I'll score at least two goals in my next game, and I'll put up $2 for that. If they're able to achieve that requirement or challenge they set for themselves, they'll receive $2 in profit. So it's a way that they wouldn't even need to find challenges, but they'd be able to play their normal games. And just before they play a game, they set their challenge, or say it was a PUBG or Call of Duty or Overwatch or any first-person shooter. Say, I'll bet I can get 20 eliminations in a competitive game of Rainbow Six. So if you're able to achieve that, then you can get paid out from that. And that just gives gamers a stream of income where they can just play games and receive money and profit for achieving goals that they set for themselves. You know, right now games are set for achievements and they just pop up on your screen and say, hey, you got the diehard achievement or the martyrdom achievement. You know, it's like, that's great to a point, but I don't know, especially as an older gamer who has gamed for so long, it's kind of like you get fatigue of it. And it's like, wow, another skin. Great. But why not, you know, sit at your computer or your Xbox, soon to be Xbox, and make profit from just playing games that you already play, right? So that's kind of the idea is right now, as Nico pointed out, you either got to become a professional player or be a streamer. You got to grind for those streams, baby. Yeah. You got to work hard for those streams. Everybody knows those guys out there grinding six, eight hours a day. I saw something about Tfue was streaming for like at least six hours a day for 144 days in a row or something like that. It's like, man, dude, that is a grind. I'm not even awake that long.
Let's be honest. Yeah, right? I nap at least twice.
Yeah, you got to get a nap in there. But yeah, I just think, you know, that's not the only option for gamers to make money. They can actually sit there at their computer, play the games they already play, and if they're able to achieve the goals that they set for themselves, they'll be monetarily rewarded. And that's kind of really the big picture of how we want to expand this.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome, because the ones I've used in the past, you do have to rely on either both parties streaming or it is just an honor system, and that's even harder to deal with.
Yeah, right.
Messy, dude.
But yeah, that sounds awesome. So you guys are focused on Rocket League right now, correct?
Correct.
And then you guys plan on expanding into new games, right?
In the future? Absolutely. I mean, any game we can, where we really want to. So, of course, we need to talk to the developers, kind of create that relationship. Overwolf really takes a lot of that out for us and makes it a lot easier for us because, you know, we fall under their terms of service and they have a community of terms of service. So, you know, they have a ton of games on their platform. Call of Duty's always being on there. BattleBit Remastered will be added soon. So we really are looking at Fortnite, of course. So any of these games, we're going to be integrating as soon as possible. PUBG is another one that is very friendly to this, and they really love the idea. So we're hoping to have that pretty soon. And that, again, would the one-on-ones, we want to be a platform for that too, but we also realize that it'll be a lot easier in these first person shooters, that if you can set a goal for yourself, achieve it and be rewarded, then you can go ahead and move, you know, continue
definitely
playing. Yeah, you know how sweet an ace will feel? You put I will get 2 aces for $10 or something. Those aces will feel much better in Valorant, right?
Yeah. So that was my other question. So most of these challenge apps, they are only basically whoever wins. So are you guys trying to integrate, you said, other aspects of it? It's like other aspects of the game, not just whoever wins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nico.
Yeah, so you know, something that would be hard to do would be like a battle royale, right? I mean, let's say Apex Legends, for example. I think what a lot of people would like to see is you can make those kind of rules. Like, we have, first off, we have to make top 5, and then maybe you get a point for every 100 damage. You get 5 points for every kill down, things like that. So you could get in a party. So there's a common goal of you all trying to, you know, win towards the end, but at the same time, you're trying to perform your best. So that's one way for you guys to see like who's the best out of the three of you in Apex, right? But there's going to be a lot of fun aspects of that, just because we are directly talking to these developers, right, with the API. The data is real, right? There's no fudging. I can't say, oh, I got, you know, I did so much damage. That's 700 points right there or whatever, right? We have that real data. It's confirmed. So all you need to really focus on is just playing. And let like our referee focus on, you know, making the score, keeping the score, everything like that, taking care of the money, which is backed by PayPal, by the way, right? So everything is very secure on that end. But yeah, just again, we want people to have a twist to the competitive side. People are doing it anyway, and they could have fun playing their favorite games. And we know the information is as live as it gets.
Yeah. It looks like we have some chat asking if you guys would ever do, if League of Legends would ever be on the platform, or are you guys mostly on like one-on-one games?
No, I mean, we'd love to do something on League of Legends. I mean, I personally haven't played it too much, so that's part of this, is we got to learn a little bit about the game and kind of figure out how we could structure our platform to work with it. You know, if this person asking the question, go ahead, write into us, administrator@gamewagers.com or andrew@gamewagers.com. Tell us what you think. How would you set it up, right? What would you do? What do you think could be an achievement you could set for yourself? And if you can do it, you know, would you want to be rewarded for it? And also, if League of Legends, again, I've never played it.
I played, so okay, I can answer whatever. Quite a bit. So. Explain
it. I mean, maybe you can do, can you do private 1v1 games?
Yeah, you could do private 1v1s to keep it super simple. One mid lane, right? Or the AMRAM map, right?
Okay. But I've heard of lane.
You could do League, but I imagine you could do the same kind of rules. Like maybe get a kill. Maybe you could do jungle has to kill the other jungle in the first 2 minutes. So it gives you kind of that fun, that little early gank rush, and it kind of challenges you. But if you could pull it off, why not get rewarded for it, right?
And so
timestamps, you know, the fact that, you know, we're gonna try to be getting data like that, so we can have these fun little competitions, these fun little wagers on the Game Wagers app. Does that make sense?
And this is Kevin speaking. I also just looked up that Overwolf also integrates with League of Legends, so we could definitely be talking with them to read off those game API statistics, so we can definitely set up some challenges.
That's good to know, because it looks like it's Lakewood League who I'm familiar with, and they host some League of Legends tournaments that we've been sponsoring.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you guys want to get in contact, you can go ahead and shoot Game Wagers an email or reach out to them, I'm assuming, on socials.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's Game Wagers and everything. Add everything.
Yeah, that's what I figure. Everything probably everyone can find you guys is at Game Wagers without an E.
Yeah.
Without the E. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, for wagers, you know, I do want to get into that. This is not gambling, right? So we don't give any odds, and we don't give any RNG, right? So this is a game of skill. You're putting in money to an escrow account to play a tournament against another person. So we define them as basically micro tournaments. And it's the idea that you can play these micro tournaments multiple times 24/7, but they are a tournament between two people. It's an agreement. It's saying, I'm putting up my entrance to the tournament, and the winner gets the pool of this tournament. Now, that's not to say that even a game of skill like that some states in the U.S. and some countries still are not happy with that. And we have geofencing on the website. So unfortunately, if you try and sign up by one of those addresses, I mean, write your congressman. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to sign up, you know, and of course, 18 and older, and you have to have a working PayPal account. And that's pretty much the only requirements there. But
and the app, download the app for mobile as well. Yeah.
But yeah, that there's no age restrictions there, and no country restrictions there. But yeah, so I want to get that out because people will have that question, right? Is this gambling? But no, you're betting on the performance of yourself. Gambling is betting on the outcome of an event you don't control. And that's how our competitors would make money is they allow people to gamble on the outcome of the challenges. And there's none of that on our website. We just want to reward winners and gamers who like to play games and win, right? Winners only is kind of what we say around here is winners only. I mean, if you it's like, it's hard because we want to tell people you can get rewarded and you can profit and you can, but only if you win. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, it's just, I'm a competitive guy. I've always played sports, and that's just who I am. And I think, you know, Nico and Kevin are the same way, right? We met on the golf course and it gets pretty heated out there. And, so that's just, you know, I want to put it out there that, you know, it's not gambling, but you're going to have to, and we don't promise a reward to everybody. You're going to have to win if you want
to. So you guys are on web, I guess what piece or desktop version, right? You guys don't have a phone app yet, do you?
No, I mean, okay. We have a mobile version of the website. Of course, if you just go to the website on your phone, you can function it perfectly fine there and everything will work just the same. But, we want to release that hopefully within the next, probably in the second quarter of 2024 is really when we're shooting for that. We want to add some more games because we know that, you know, PC games, it's a little bit easier for everybody to have two things up on the screen. So we want to add a game or two and then be able to release that application.
Yeah. That's probably good. Cause if you're dealing with, from my experience, PC gamers are a little bit more tech savvy than console players.
Yeah. Just a little bit. And I'm both, honestly. I kind of find myself switching back and forth, and there's, you know, certain games will probably be easier for us to have on Xbox and PlayStation. Games where there's soon we're probably going to integrate with them on PC, but once we start that, they're moving to, we're really kind of focusing on some smaller developers as well. I don't know if you've ever played the game Marauders.
No, I've heard of it.
It's like a space Tarkov, right? Yeah. Fantastic. Tarkov as well. We've had discussions with Nikita himself, and that was fantastic. So we really want to move forward and push with that. And Tarkov is a frustrating game by itself. And imagine if we could add a little bit of cash, right? Where even like you lose your gear in there and then you lose your cash in real life. So, but we really want, we want to be on Xbox.
We want to be everywhere. Yeah. We want to be everywhere. I mean, it's really. Just, you can tell. Games are listen to these games.
I mean, we've had these discussions with them and it's, we're asking for something a little different than they've been asked for before, right? So we do have to have some discussions with them, a little bit of convincing and opening their eyes and discussing it with them. But it's just been fantastic, the reception. So soon enough, we really want to add any of those games. even outside of like traditional PC gaming, we've had discussions with chess.com and they seemed very interested, and that is such a common thing in the chess community, especially the virtual chess community, that our integration would be perfectly
easy. And then talking about that parlay system, something like beat your opponent in less than 20 moves. You know, there's a lot of cool things that you could do to challenge yourself, reward yourself, or you could challenge someone one on one, right?
So you guys are relatively new, right? When did you guys start Game Wagers?
Okay. So it's been honestly about a year and a half. I mean, we developed it for about, honestly, what would you guys say?
A year.
Yeah, really? A year. Basically a year of full development, no real public discussion or at all. And then we really started launching around July this year, where we launched our beta program and we had a really great response with that. And they worked out quite a few bugs and moved on from version to version, relaunched our our Overwolf application to improve. And, you know, it's been 100% collection, which is, you know, I'm pretty laid back, but I wanted it to, you know, we can't have any doubt, right? Once you have that seed of doubt, I know as a user, it stays there and it grows. And so we didn't want to have any of that. So, you know, through our testing, my personal account played, you know, 400 or more games. That's just me of just testing and testing and testing and testing. And I hadn't played many games before, but yeah, it was a little over 400 plus the combined between these two. And of course our beta testers. I mean, I think our final total was somewhere in the range of 5,000 matches, you know, like we had quite a bit of testing. So, that was our beta program. And then when did you say we launched? Probably like August or no, September, probably around September is when we really, you know, it was more of a soft launch because we just got some people in and they've been, yeah, having a great experience so far.
That's great.
Yeah.
So then what is, I know you guys have different, I guess, roles within Game Wagers. So what does your guys' day-to-day look like as far as how, running the platform or building the marketing?
I focus on the social media aspect of it, right? I have a lot of fun with the content side of it. Gets a little, you know, you get to mess with some gaming memes, some little bit of fun TikTok, and so I do a lot of that. I'll record myself doing, you know, some of the wagers, like getting whooped by that champion or taking on anyone else and winning and losing, just to show the concept works, right? So we'll get highlights of that. So I handle a lot of the social media aspect of it.
Yeah, right, I think I've seen you on social media.
Yeah, that's me. I'm that guy, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's our face. I love Nico up there, man. He's our guy. Kevin?
Right. Yeah, no. Right now, like Nico said, we're just in that growth phase. That's why we're talking to you. That's why we're, like Nico said, we're putting out like lots of content of us challenging people who are interested, people who are just curious of how this app works. And kind of walking them through it and helping that they can grow it with us. And so it's more kind of just that organic growth that we're kind of shooting for.
So when you guys started, did you guys have to look for, I know you guys said earlier you had investors and you had different people that were involved. How did you get that? Like, you know, how does one get into those, whether it's investments or other resources that a lot of people aren't familiar
with?
Give some tips, Andy.
I love our investor story. I mean, it's nothing crazy, right? But we're talking a little bit of investment, right? We're not like we're all still have jobs. Let's just say that. We all still have our day jobs. Like, we're not close to that yet. So but really, I believe, you know, Kevin, if you don't mind me telling the story, but Kevin met him just he owns a restaurant here in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And Kevin had a bunch of our documents and just kind of stuff he was working on his lunch break. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he noticed it. He's the owner of the restaurant. He's owned the restaurant for 10 plus years, a pretty wealthy guy. He has some other investments, of course. This isn't his first rodeo. And yeah, he just brought up a conversation with Kevin and Kevin called me and said, Andrew, you know, come on down. And this was really early, right? So, so we didn't have much more than an idea and a little bit of a website and some Figma designs, right? If you know anything about design, we just had some Figma designs and, you know, just three guys with big hopes and dreams and a lot of work and a lot of grit is what he saw. And yeah, he just decided to help us out and help us get our Overwolf application launched, right? So that was our investor story. Not much. Again, I mean,
we got lucky, right? That's pretty awesome. But other than that, we've been just investing ourselves. That's why we've been working our day jobs. Mm-hmm. We put whatever we can into it.
And it really does speak to the platform of, you know, this guy's not, you know, he's not a tech investor. He's not a big guy. He doesn't live in Silicon Valley or anything, right? But he loves the idea. He understands the idea. He's not a very, very, video game player at all, but I know he said his,
yeah,
his cooks in his restaurant are huge gamers, and they and he heard, he told them the idea, and he then the next day he called his bag and he said they said they would play that. So if they said they would be it, then I want to hear more about it, right? So
yeah,
talked to him a little bit, yeah, and just went through the road and just gave him a little bit, and yeah, it's been interesting. It's been fun, right?
Yeah,
it's not necessarily my first company with an investor, so it's not totally foreign to me, but we really do have high hopes for this, right? So we hope you know, everybody can be playing this game, and with that brings a big expansion, right? We want to of course have a bigger team and bigger guys. So that was our investor story. It's been fun, right? We don't have any right now, any others right now, right, or more coming, yeah. But we know our platform and we know our product and we know what we can do with it. So we're confident, right? So we're happy,
yeah,
where we're at, right? And we're just starting, like Kevin said, everything we've done is just purely organic, just three guys, two dads, right? Two of us are dads, and all of us with our jobs, and we just have an idea and a, you know, and a desire and a work ethic that can get the
just
job
keep
done.
Going.
Yeah, yeah.
So uncomfortable, right? Guys, honestly. I mean, if anyone's listening to this for, yeah, like getting into esports, because that's, you know, that's definitely what we talk about, is the whole community, how we get into it. I think part of that's helping each other out. And I think one of the things that really stuck to me in this is just do, it's going to be super uncomfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable doing a new business. This is, you're going to be talking and putting yourself in front of people in different situations that you, it's not fun, guys. If it was easy, everyone would have a freaking business, you know what
everybody
I mean?
Has,
so,
mm-hmm.
So like if you're out there and you're listening and you're, whatever it is for you and it's uncomfortable, just get over it and do it, is the next time it's really not that uncomfortable, and then after five or six times it just becomes a new trait, something for you to keep in your pocket, right?
So going back to when you guys said you're getting, I guess you would say some ambassadors, right? Brand ambassadors or, yeah, people representing that are bigger names. How do you guys reach out to them? Like, what is your strategy? How do you guys obtain those names?
Any way possible, right? I mean, Twitter, we watch a lot of live streams. We go through Twitch. We, of course, watch a lot of the Rocket League games, Rocket League streams, Kick, all of it, right?
Everything. So,
yeah, people, you know, the best thing is, do you have a business inquiry email, right? So many, mm-hmm, other streamers out there, you got to have a business inquiry email, right? Like, that's the number one thing. And I reach out and just say, hey, this is our platform. This is what we like to do. Would you like to, you know, help us out with that, right? And that, mm-hmm, and that's kind of, yeah, I mean, we just
reach, that's out, really it. You just, yeah,
you want to profit or not?
Yeah, it goes to the next step. We'll talk, and you know, we'll see if it's a good fit. We'll bet each, yeah, other out, right? But
yeah,
I mean, really, it's you just gotta fish, man. You gotta see who think it's a good idea. And honestly, I know I've been pushing this in a way to make it sound like it's peer to peer, not really like streaming or content creator related, but it can be as well, because, yeah, there are a lot of streamers who just get donations and they it just goes in their pocket. So like, mm-hmm, why couldn't I say, you know, I really want to get this person's attention. I'm going to play them. I'll wager them $10. They're probably going to beat me, but me as a fan, I at least am going to get the interaction. I actually get to play this 1v1 or this game with, you know, my content creator. Who can you imagine, mm-hmm, like big names, their lines for people who want to play games with them would be insane. And that's just another form of income for everybody in the gaming community.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, that investor story was pretty amazing, because people, I think when I talk to them, they think it has to be some Shark Tank, you know, event where they go and they try to pitch it to angel investors. And it's just funny. So that was a good story.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not that, dude. We didn't have to meet anybody in Silicon Valley or anything like that. So yeah, I just asked Kev to kind of bring it up. It kind of brings it into context a little bit more, right? So this is our challenge someone screen. So pretty simple, right? Kev, you want to, mm-hmm, show him and talk him through it a little bit?
Kev's low on money because I took it all.
Yeah, I started with 50. It's not there anymore. But yeah, no, it's super simple. So yeah, after you get all signed up with us, you can edit your profile. You put all your information in, and we do verify that you are 18 and older. and then you sign up with your PayPal. But yeah, really to just challenge someone, it's super simple. You put in your $5 and then I could search up Supreme CK.
That's
me. We could do a challenge. So there, we can choose from any of these challenges that we have set up for the system. There's a 1v1 game, just one game only. There's best of three, best of five, and best of seven. And when I submit this, it will go to him and he can accept it. And then we'll play our games and it reads those game API statistics off of the app and uploads them and pays them out instantly.
Pull up your app, Kev. I want to see how many defeats you have right now.
No, we don't need
that. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'm just
Kevin, will you, why don't you send a public challenge real quick and I'll show them what it looks like.
Okay.
Just hit send a submit to public.
And then this right here is the validator app saying that we will take care of reading out the outcome of the game. And then you are accepting whether or not you want to stream or not for this. So
and then right here is the download app button there. If you can see that right above where Kev is. So if you that's how you get the application right there. You just click that and it'll start the download.
I'd have like a desktop app version of it. Okay.
Yep. And then I'll go ahead and show you what it looks like.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. And there's Kevin's challenge to me. So you can see his name. And this tells you if the user's online right now. So you know, if they're not online, soon enough we'll be able to message them in our chat system once we get that live. But right now, you know, this player is ready to go, so he's ready. I can go ahead and accept the challenge. Just kind of gives you the rules over here. Here's their Epic username. So when you start your game with them, you can go ahead and just add their name in and create the party there and create your private match. You know, obviously you go ahead and accept the challenge and you can start right at that moment. You'll be taken to the live challenge screen and then you play would play your games. That's pretty much it. No, I mean, you just
straightforward.
Kind of shows up on the live challenge screen. I guess we could do one real quick, but yeah, the challenge screen just tracks everybody's scores. So it'll just pop up and say game winner.
Just show them the app and you can so you can see like the history, and it keeps history of everything. So it's it'll even keep history if you're not even wagering. That's the cool part. So you just know it's always keeping track of wins and losses for you.
So if somebody, or is it public? So like I can go look at, if I'm challenging someone, I can see their history.
You can see their win loss history, but not so much like an individual match history.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But you can see right here, see on the right hand side, victory, defeat. And if these are applied towards one of the challenge rules, that will read to the website. Again, the referee does all the work, guys. You don't have to submit anything. And then within like 20 seconds of the final game, whoever the winner is, the money, it just says you win, big fat dollar signs, your PayPal goes up, and then you could keep doing some more wagers, keep challenging your same friend over and over.
I think my app's broken. Unfortunately, I've never seen that sign.
I know. What's Kevin's loss? 09, something like that, Kev.
So, yeah, you can. You know, once you, even if you just have the application open, you can just go ahead and navigate to the challenge someone screen right from there. And then when your challenges are actually running, you can watch them here.
Oh, nice!
So you can see this is the
live. This is your stat. This is your history right here.
So this is the last time I played our new CTO. You can see there's me. I'm the winner. But yeah, we can check out a couple of these. There's Nico beating me. Yep. But yeah, that's pretty much it. There's your record. And of course, through your profile, you can see your transaction log of everything you've taken in and out. Each one is backed up by PayPal. So yeah, you'd come here. You go ahead and link your Overwolf account. So you'd click here. And you just go ahead and provide your username and password that you use for your Overwolf account. And then soon enough, we'll have your Epic username actually validated. But for now, it's just a quick text box that you go ahead and put your username in there so that your opponent can add you to a private match, right? Added to a party. And then our PayPal is pretty simple. You know, you just go in here, $5, $50, hit your PayPal. Then you go ahead and add it in. Yeah, That's soon awesome. Enough, we're going to have Venmo very soon. You can see it coming soon, as soon as possible. Yeah, and then it just kind of gives people more options. But that's pretty much it. Easy peasy. And that's how it works.
Very nice. It's very straightforward. So then, I guess, what is your guys' roadmap? Like, what do you have coming up, or what do you guys plan on doing for the future as far as developments, events, marketing? You know, what do you guys got
going on? Yeah, definitely. I know the tournament space is really big no matter what game you're playing, right? It's just a fun way to, you know, hosted by Game Wagers, right? They're giving out, you know, whatever $1,000 prize for a Street Fighter VI tournament or something, right? So, and then that would help people. And then we plan to have that kind of be the way we keep track of the tournaments using the app, right? Kind of get the users out there understanding how it works. But the tournament space is big for us in as many games as possible. We definitely want to get the parlay system up where you could challenge yourself and make some personal goals and some personal money, right? And then as far as we want more outreach to as many content creators as possible, we've been working with a few TikTok creators. Well, TikTok's really big for Rocket League, surprisingly. It's more than Twitch, it feels like, sometimes. So, but the TikTok community has been big, so we're working there. But we just want to be in as many hands as possible. Like the normal guy all the way to the biggest streamer in the world, obviously, we'd love. But everyone in between, whoever will listen, whoever plays games, that's who we want on there. So you'll hear us everywhere.
Yeah. And as for roadmap, we're going to be out at probably the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco in March. We want to be able to network and kind of reconnect with a couple of our developer friends and see if we can push any of those relationships forward. And then from there, you know, integration of our next game, probably Fortnite or PUBG, and the launching of our personal parlays, or we call them, we use the word parlay because that's what people are used to, you know, kind of in the sports betting realm. But really we call them solo showdowns. And so it's a contest against yourself again. But so really in the next probably 2 quarters, that's what we're launching for. We want to be able to, you know, get out there to GDC, meet as many game developers as we can, and integrate probably PUBG or Epic, and have our mobile application and our run it, and our solo showdowns running. So that's probably what we're going to try and concentrate on in 2024, and of course just grow within the Rocket League community and show the Rocket League players that they can they can do a tournament every day, basically, is the idea. Right, is so you don't have to wait around or anything. So we really want to grow within the Rocket League community and try and expand out into 2024.
Yeah, I mean, I have a Rocket League team under me. Shout out to Team Pie.
So no, they're Team Pie.
Yeah, so I'll definitely let them know that, you know, they can start. Because we've hosted tournaments in the past. I think I was telling you before, Andrew. We had a few Rocket League tournaments at our esports arena here, and great turnout. We had different collegiate teams come out. And I would love to do another one in the future. It's just being the TO and planning everything, doing it all at once is a tremendous amount of work for one person. So, but yeah, I'm looking to do maybe again January, February. So we will definitely have to collaborate.
Yeah, yeah, we want to be out there and support everybody out there in Denver, and hopefully do something here soon as well too. But yeah, we'll absolutely be out there to help you out, man, for sure.
We'll spam it out over here in Salt Lake, and we'll get as many people to. It's only a few hours, man. A few hour drive, right? So
quick, dude. I've been out there many a times.
Have some fun, man. We grow the community. It's you're never gonna know about it unless you hear about it. So even here for your Colorado locals, we'll take care of you over here in Salt Lake.
Definitely. So switching gears, I think you guys said you had a story or something at TwitchCon you wanted to tell everyone, or something happened at TwitchCon.
TwitchCon was just awesome for all of us, really. I mean, we really barreled down there on Friday night, and then went there all day Saturday, and
we drove home Saturday night. We traveled like 800 miles in 48 hours. It was terrible.
It was
awful.
It was wild. But the TwitchCon was great. I don't know if anybody listening or viewing was there, but it was fantastic. And we just wanted to thank everybody that came out to meet us there. And I got to meet Nikita, the guy who does Escape from Tarkov. And he was quite a character. He was awesome. Yeah, he was up there vaping and DJing and
yeah, it was literally a club.
Vaping and DJing, cool. it was fantastic, dude. So he was a really cool guy. Again, MarautersChess.com. It was really great to expand out Hunt Showdown. I don't know if you guys ever played Hunt Showdown, but that's a killer cowboy game out there, and that's a fantastic game. But TwitchCon was definitely an experience. It was fun for us three as friends, and it was really a great response from the community, right? Everybody we talk to, we get a great response. Hey, I'd love to be in for that. And of course, the next, what game are you adding next, right? And you know, we're going as fast as we can. We're gonna get it added, but yeah, it was just a great experience. TwitchCon was so fun. It's so great to see what TwitchCon has done, and all these people out there who a lot of them make a living, you know, or support a percentage of their monthly income with Twitch, and that is really cool. I think that is cool what they've built, and we want to do something similar, right? There's a way that you can replace or supplement a lot of your income with game wagers. And it, you know, I just hope to be as big as TwitchCon there and see as many people that I've hopefully built something that they can actually make money on. I really want to see people, especially in the times we're in now, right? I think everything's getting more expensive and people are looking for a way to make money.
Spend money. Oh my God, man. They'll give money to anything. So why not beat someone? So.
Exactly.
So did you guys have a booth there, or were you guys going as exhibitor or
no, we were just there as people, talking to people and trying to get the name out for game wagers, really just make those industry connections and talk to people and provide them that. And that was
didn't
really
stop
neat.
Us though. We met everyone we needed to meet. So it was pretty cool. They let us.
Yeah.
It's fun. You know, for those out there, if you just go ask them, that's what Andrew did. He just said, is there someone here I could talk to about whatever? And they just pointed because they don't want to deal with it.
Just like that guy.
And then all of a sudden, you're literally in conversation with the guy. Like, we talked to two owners of the game, the Nikita and then the Marauders guy, right? Like, literally. Uh-huh. And we just asked for him. There was no waiting list or whatever. Just go ask. So.
Yeah,
very cool. Yeah, I've never been. I wanted to go this year. It was in San Diego.
It was in Vegas.
It was in Vegas.
This year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw it. I heard it was awesome. I have other brands that I'm partnered with that they went and they said
it
was awesome.
That was our first one. So that was definitely a good experience. We're gonna go again. It's gonna be a yearly thing because it's it was great exposure and it's super fun. So sorry, Andy, I was out there having fun.
That was fantastic. It was super fun. It was great.
Yeah, Nico's working.
Tell about meeting.
I actually signed up at a Street Fighter tournament.
And yeah, like
what's Nico doing?
He's playing Street Fighter.
I'm networking. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think we covered a lot. Was there anything you guys felt like, you know, you wanted to explain a little bit more or touch on a little bit more as far as either game wagers or, you know, your backgrounds or anything else that can add value for our listeners?
No, I really.
Well, I think that's it. I think we hammered it, right?
Yeah.
So. I want to reiterate Nico's point of just go for it. If there's anybody out there trying to do something, either it's streaming or business or you know, asking somebody out, just go for it, dude. Don't hesitate. Just go for it.
Be shameless.
That's kind of what we're
shameless. Doing. Be shameless.
Well, and like I tell people, I'm like, the industry is so new right now. Well, I guess not new, but it's in a rebirth stage. I feel like
exactly.
There's so many people that are in startups or some people that are just starting out that it's really a really good time to network. Right now is probably. Everyone's on board. They're in the same spot. They all want to help each other, build communities, benefit each other. It's just, you just ask for it. You just reach out because most of the time people are going to want to help or want to work with you.
Or they don't know. They don't know where to start. Like,
You
know, this could have been something we started a while ago, but we didn't really know how to get there. Right. And all of a sudden, I mean, it was as silly as it sounds. We just said, like, we just need to shut up and do this. And we kind of just did it. We just started, you know, and Andrew says this a lot. It's like 1% a day, you know, and then after 100 days, you've literally done so much more than where you were. Right. And, and I know you guys don't know like ground zero of this, but man, we were literally a completely different. It was just,
we had nothing.
It was nonsense. And then it kind of formed into what it is now. Right. Yep. So, You know, don't be afraid to change it if it doesn't make sense. And it's got to make sense to your grandmother. Like, I mean, I know it sounds funny, but if your grandmother understands it, then everyone else will understand it. And then it's, you got to just shut up and keep doing it. Just keep going. So,
yeah, and that's what we're going to do, right? We just really want to keep going, add games, and give everybody an opportunity, right?
Yeah. Well, that's great, you guys. So everyone listening, you can find all the, I'm assuming, updates, the website, all of it at gamewagers.com, all the socials. Looks like Lakewood League will definitely be reaching out.
Thank you, Lakewood.
They run the League of Legends. So if there's some you guys can connect with.
We'll figure something out. Let's talk.
They throw some good events. Yeah, they throw some good events. So that's definitely one that we sponsored. And I'm also trying to get into the communities, you know, sponsoring, doing different ways to help gamers, just because I guess I'm old for the gaming age now, so I can't be a player anymore, but maybe I can be involved some other way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I can be part of different franchises.
The risks, man, they go out, don't they? They really do. And you just... so mad. I do it my hands.
Well, I guess before we go, I guess I like to ask everyone, just to kind of get a good idea of, you know, where you guys are at. What's everyone's favorite top three games they've ever played?
Ooh, competitive or just game? Just game.
Just
game
games. Could game be nostalgic, you know, grew up with, something you play every day.
I'll throw out Rust. Rust.
I've seen enough TikToks to know not to go on that game.
Oh my god! Man.
If you want to do,
it's toxic.
If you want to do nothing for 7 hours and then be immediately not rewarded, that's the game you want to play right there.
All right, I'll go. Okay. My top three, definitely Rainbow Six Siege. Red Dead Redemption. Yeah.
Clearly it's
the original one.
Clearly.
I mean, I played more Rainbow than anything, and then Escape from Tarkov for sure. I've been putting in, I think I have probably close to 500 hours on Escape from Tarkov at this point. It is that game. I do have to commemorate just how deep that game is, right? Right? Like a lot of games come out these days and it's like a mile wide and an inch thick. And I appreciate Tarkov because it's a mile wide and about a mile thick too. Right. It's like, holy crap. I'm still learning stuff about that game. Yeah. So I do appreciate that. But yeah, definitely my top three.
All right, we need a more grounded one. Those are all sweaty games, Andy.
I'm sweaty.
I got to enjoy
it. Rust, Rocket League. And the last one would be Rainbow Six Siege. Just the three R's right there.
A lot of competitive.
Yeah. All right. Pokemon Gold /Silver back in the day, man. Blew my mind when I was a kid. Literally blew. It was two games. It was two games in one cartridge, guys.
Yeah.
And then Street Fighter 4, because it's what got me into the fight gaming community to begin with. I'm playing Street Fighter 6 a lot right now. And then Rocket League, because it's nothing translates to Rocket League. Everything I've played, it did not even come close to helping me with Rocket League. It sucks.
Those are good lists. Those are good lists. I just like to know everyone's been playing and what their history is like, you know, like what they grew up playing, stuff like that.
Heck yeah. What about you? What's yours? We got to hear yours, man.
Let's see. I've been asked this. Well, every time I ask, everyone asks me back.
It changes. I would say,
yeah, right now, top of my head, I'm a super nostalgic person. So I played all the AAAs up till now, except Spider-Man 2 is the last one I got to play. But I would say Hit and Run. That was one that I got on PS2. And that was one that...
Man!
That was
a good one.
That was an old one. I played that because, you know, I've got my PS2 on my own. And that was like the first console that I started getting my own games. So I only had one game for a long time.
Hit and Run.
Yep. And then Animal Crossing, actually, on the GameCube. Those ones are like close to my heart because it's a lot of memories with it and just so much nostalgia. Yeah. And then I guess a newer one, I would say, just to kind of get a little more current, would probably be Ghost of Tsushima. That one was a game that I went in not having had expectations and it blew me away. It was different than anything else that's been out, I would say, in the past few years.
I'm going to give it a shot.
It was a nice refresh.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Of course, I play, you know, Warzone, Rock, all the.
Oh, PDPs, yeah. I mean, all the sweaty. But, yeah. We got to make a sweaty. You should make like a non-competitive. Like single player and multiplayer. Yeah, I think so, because it's very different for those two.
Yeah. Guys, so. Well, thank you guys so much for being on and taking the time. I think you guys have an awesome platform that you guys are growing and building. We hope the best for you guys. And then if there's anything you need from us or my community, you can always feel free to reach out. But everyone can follow you guys on Game Wagers, go make some money, challenge your friends, tell everyone else about it. You guys have a referral program up yet?
Not yet, but we will. Okay. Just reach out to us, and you know, we can kind of work you in to be one of our affiliate streamers, and we have a deal there with you, and you know, we'll figure something out for you.
I'll give you a referral. Just challenge me. You will yeah, win 99% of the time. So just challenge me. Keep it around 20, guys. Anything more than that, the wife's going to come chop my feet off. So
that's perfect though. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get one.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for being on. We will definitely do this again in the future. We'll kind of keep updates with you guys.
Perfect.
And we just follow along. So.
Thanks again, man.
Thank you so much.
You guys can stay on though if you want. I'll end the stream though. But thank you everyone for listening, and hopefully we gave you some value tonight.